Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now you got Boston's kind of percolating a little bit last couple of days, then St. Louis coming to town, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Oh, no. For the Orioles, are they rock bottom yet, or is it the worst yet to come? Joining us now to talk about that from Fox 45 Window Nation guest hotline, local guy. Let's welcome him back, AJ Gerst. AJ, good morning, first of all. I hope you're having a great day. Say hi to Ryan Ripken over here.
Hey, Bob and Ryan, how you guys doing? I'm having a great day. It's a little rainy, though.
Well, we'll improvise and adapt and weather the storm, pun intended. All right, Brandon Hyde, he gets whack attacked. They're 0-4 since Brandon was relieved of his duties. Mike Elias finally met with the media yesterday and said he needed a couple of days to, I don't know, get himself together. Are you buying that? We're all in agreement here, AJ, that Brandon Hyde should have been the first person talking about Brandon Hyde losing his job, or Elias, rather.
You know, Bob, I think I need a couple days to ruminate on that question, and I'll get back to you.
Right.
I know, to me, it's unheard of that a general manager isn't the first one to get out there face first and say, yeah, this was the decision. It was a tough one. I understand we've had a horrible start to the season. There are several factors that have gone into that. And if you would have done that the day that Brandon Hyde got fired, I don't think this conversation would have been happening. But now we're talking about going away to Milwaukee, facing six reporters in the dugout, just the ones who travel with the team and the ones who are with the team, and no one else who covers the team on a day-to-day basis has an opportunity to ask questions to Mike Elias and represent the people of Baltimore and ask him what the people really want to know. And that's, you know, why is Brandon Hyde the scapegoat, number one? What are you going to do to fix it in the immediate term? Are there going to be long-term repercussions? And do you have a plan? That's the big question, is what is the plan moving forward sitting at 15-32? You mentioned before I came on, is this rock bottom or is there still a bottom left to find? I feel like the Orioles have hit seven or eight different rock bottoms this year, but eight games in a row, that feels pretty down low.
It does. And AJ, you don't call, you don't write anymore, but it's great to hear your voice again. And look, I think this is something that no one would be surprised with a slow start to the year, but everyone is definitely shocked that the Orioles are one of the worst teams in baseball. And you just mentioned about the rock bottom and what's the plan moving forward. I think that people forget about the human element. And I know you've been in the clubhouse and you talk to guys after the firing. I mean, could you just elaborate a little bit more as they're trying to compartmentalize that they feel responsible, they're a little bit emotional, and quite frankly, they feel a little bit lost with how they continue to move forward.
Yeah, what's the worst part about whenever a manager gets fired or whenever a team underperforms what they know they're capable of doing, right? These guys in the clubhouse, for the majority of them, they've been here for two straight seasons of incredible baseball. All right, well, mind you, the back half of 2024 wasn't incredible baseball, but they did have a good September, and then they faltered in the playoffs. That aside, they know what winning baseball is, and now it's kind of like a shock factor. From what I've seen in the clubhouse, they're shocked. They're shocked at how they've underperformed. They're shocked at how the fact that the bats can't get it going. And I think that a lot of it, of course, is it falls on the mentality and the mental aspect of baseball, right? Ryan, you as well as anyone know, and you were talking about it earlier, about how important having a strong mentality is in baseball. And for guys who are slumping, guys like Adley Rutschman, who have struggled to stay above the Mendoza line all season long, guys like Heston Kerstad, who hasn't really fully been able to put it together, they have gone outright and said, I'm trying too hard. And these guys are just trying too hard to a point where the results aren't showing, and now a manager gets fired. And, yeah, we talked to guys like Cedric Mullins, who said, I feel like it's kind of on us. Ryan O'Hearn, he was the guy who Brandon Hyde brought him in and gave him a full-time shot for the first time in his career. So, of course, he feels a little bit to blame. And, of course, these players who haven't produced up to this point in the season feel to blame. Kyle Gibson said, I hate the fact that I have gone out there and pitched four starts and we've lost every single one. I feel like I'm to blame for Brandon Hyde getting fired. And yeah, to a point, they probably are to blame. But that's just the business of baseball, and that's how it goes. And now the Orioles are stuck with the interim manager for God knows how long. And I don't know how they're going to claw themselves out of this rock bottom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you just said right there, it's a business. It is the business of the sport. You lose, someone's losing their job. And you know, another part of the business is, AJ, making moves. Who's going to be a part of your future? And you just mentioned a guy like Cedric Mullins. And I am extremely bullish that Cedric should be an Oriole past this year. I just think his veteran presence and leadership, and I think that that's something that you can't quantify. But the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions here. I think both you and I are in agreement. Not going to be surprised to see moves, but what do you think? Do you think Seti, long-term, should stay here in Baltimore?
Listen, I think everyone except for Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holiday is available, first and foremost. That's just, you got to throw that out there. And Mike Elias is now at a point where he probably feels ownership breathing down his neck a little bit. And the fan base, of course, is breathing down his neck. I'm sure he has heard and seen all of the things that have been said about him since the beginning of the start of this season. So he is going to want to make moves. Of course, the first move already has been made with firing Brendan Hyde. And he said yesterday in his press conference that, you know, you have to make moves when things like this happen. So that insinuates, okay, we fired a manager and we're going to continue to do things. And to your point to Cedric Mullins, do I think that he should stay an Oriole for life? 100%. It is so rare to have a guy who, number one, is an incredible clubhouse guy, but also is a great bat, also is a great glove. You had James McCann last year, who was an incredible clubhouse guy, but of course the bat wasn't cutting it. That's why they went out and signed Gary Sanchez. Well, we saw how that turned out. But when you got a guy like Cedric Mullins who checks all the boxes, it's hard to say, no, we don't want you anymore. Now, there was a guy like Austin Hayes who wanted to be here as well that Mike Elias has to set the precedent of trading away and getting rid of. So will I say it's a certainty that he stays with the Orioles? No, but should he long-term and should the Orioles prioritize signing him long-term? Yes. And I will mention that, David Rubenstein seems to really love Cedric Mullins. Whenever he was making his initial statements upon purchasing the team, it wasn't a guy like Gunnar Henderson or Adley Rutschman that he was name dropping in those press conferences. It was Cedric Mullins. So it seems like he really likes Mullins. It's just, will Mike Elias come to the trade deadline?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.